This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A new look at what the pandemic is doing to the job market. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
American employers slowed their hiring last month as businesses continue struggling to fill jobs. Employers added 199,000 jobs in December, about half what economists surveyed by FactSet had predicted, and down 11,000 from November. Many Americans are still reluctant to return to the workforce amid the Omicron surge. Still, the job market may be healthier than the modest hiring suggests. The unemployment rate fell sharply from 4.2% to 3.9%, and 2021 as a whole was one of the best years for American workers in decades, as employers posted record openings and boosted pay to fill them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Are you getting snow this morning? Millions of Americans are. Several inches up the East Coast. The National Weather Service's Tony Fracasso says this storm has been moving fast.
So yeah, it is a quick mover, but it's packed a little bit of a punch.
Parts of New England could get 8 inches of snow today. FlightAware reports more and more U.S. flights are being canceled or delayed this morning. More school districts are moving back to online classes because of the COVID surge. In Detroit, the shift involves 50,000 students. This leaves parents juggling work schedules. This morning, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments involving vaccine mandates and whether to allow the Biden administration to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and a separate vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. A North Carolina man's been arrested on charges stemming from the kidnapping of a 4-year-old South Carolina girl in 1986. Little Jessica Gutierrez disappeared from her home and was never seen again. This is AP News. Military troops are going to hospitals in London to help staffers overwhelmed by COVID. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
British troops are being deployed to hospitals in London that are struggling to cope with major staff shortages amid the surge in COVID-19 cases fueled by the Omicron variant. The Ministry of Defence says it's sending some 40 military medics and 160 general duty staff to plug staffing gaps caused by National Health Service personnel who are either ill or self-isolating amid the spike in coronavirus cases in the capital. The military deployment underscores the impact on Britain's health service of the pandemic that affected nearly 180,000 people on Thursday alone in the country, forcing many workers to stay home. While the current military focus is on London, it could spread. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.